And coming up next, we have a special live interview with Charles Holmes. Charles is going to be giving a talk here in Winnipeg later on in the week, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to chat with him a bit about his presentation and his ideas for health. As you may know, the focus of our show is health-related issues, diet, exercise, and lifestyle, and Charles has a lot of interesting ideas in these areas. Charles is a former athlete, and at a certain time in his life, he wasn't feeling so well, had struggled with disease, and through his journey to cure his disease, he has come up with a plan or a program for maximizing your health. He is the co-founder of Living Harvest and Hemp Co., and with his wife is the founder of Conscious Planet. So, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hello, Colin. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. So if I understand this correctly, you're already here in Winnipeg. You arrived in from, is it Victoria?
Actually, I live in Burnaby, B.C., predominantly, but our facility for processing hemp foods is in near Portage la Prairie. So I'm actually in Brandon right now.
Oh, great. So the hemp is grown here in Manitoba?
Most of it, yeah. We also have farmers right across the breadbasket, climate reasons. We want to spread ourselves around. You never know when one area might get hit hard with too much wet or not enough, so you got to spread your risk around.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that that's happening here in Manitoba. So I just wanted to start things off by asking you about your personal journey towards better health. You had a struggle with disease. Why don't you tell our listeners about what led you to where you are now?
Thanks, Colin. I was brought up in Transcona, and I lived there till I was 17, and I ate like most of my friends and family. But by the time I got to my early 20s, a lot of the stuff kind of started to catch up with me, and I was kind of a meat and potatoes kid. My dad was a hunter-gatherer, and we always had a deep freeze full of dead things, and my mother was Polish, and I had lots of pierogies and cabbage rolls and things like that. And I loved my grains. I was a breadaholic, so by the time I was 22, 23, my bowels started to really act up and weren't working. I didn't really know what that meant. I had never really been to see a doctor by most people's standards. I was a pretty healthy kid. But I had lots of symptoms of allergies. I couldn't eat anything after a while, and I was starting to drink as a youth then. I couldn't hardly drink alcohol or wine, anything like that. Beer would be really symptomatic. Any sort of grains start to really become a problem for me. I started to realize there was a serious issue, and I started to bleed rectally. But then I was 25, 26, I went to see a doctor, and I was pretty persistent trying to fix this myself. And I hadn't been to see a doctor since I was like 10, so I didn't even know what that meant. But at that time in my life, I was a construction contractor, so I thought everybody went and got three quotes on everything they were going to get done to themselves. So I went and went over the list of questions of this doctor. And he was a little surprised that I had all these questions, and he couldn't answer any of them. And I was really shocked. I said to the guy, I said, well, what's the cause of this? And he said, we really don't know. I said, well, what do you mean? You're the health guy. You're supposed to know what this is about. He says, no, if it gets any worse because of the bleeding and stuff like that, we'll just cut out your colon. I said, what? I said, that's it?
Oh, wow.
He says, yeah. And he started to get perturbed with me. He started to get a little agitated. I was in there about 15, 20 minutes. I realized, I was hitting my time limit, and all the other people in the other room had to get in there to see him soon. So he just said, with a little bit of anxiety, he opened up this pad of paper and said, I'll just give you a prescription. What do you want? I said, I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I walked out that door, and I promised myself I would never go see anyone like this again. And I walked across the street to a health food store, and I started asking the same questions. Well, they had all sorts of information for me. I didn't get why these guys, didn't talk across the street and have the same sort of agenda. Well, they handed me a book called Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by a guy named Dr. Bernard Jensen, and that changed my life. I learned how to start cleansing and eating better, and I became a vegetarian.
Okay, so the mainstream medical system just wasn't offering solutions for you, and you looked elsewhere.
Basically.
And so over time, you've done your own research. You've come to further conclusions. What would you say your basic underlying philosophy of health or nutrition is? There's so many different ideas out there. There's the paleo living, there's the raw food, there's so many different ideas. What have you found works best for you? What do you found is your
That's a really good question. And my body became my lab. I realized that my body had the final say. And all those things you mentioned, I've tried and done them all. I'm that kind of personality type that wouldn't stop, and I would just be stubborn enough to try and do everything and take whatever risk it would take to
keep experimenting. And yeah,
exactly. So I've been all over the place, when all the high level retreat centers and people formulating and providing information. I've been and done and seen it all. It's pretty hard to surprise me. So here's what it came down to: sitting with Dr. Gabriel Cousins down in the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, he mentioned a guy named Antoine Béchamp. Antoine Béchamp was the guy who wrote the paper on the pleomorphic process. So if you're not familiar with that, what that means is it's the composting process, where our own cells in our body start to mutate or change into fungus, yeast, molds, viruses, and finally cancer cells. So you don't catch cancer from a toilet seat. It's a process of your own cells deteriorating and composting, like everything does in nature. Everything's going to return back to the earth one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once I understood that, I realized everything is just a composting process. You go and see a doctor, he just calls it an interesting name, because a certain area or symptom or a system function in your body is deteriorating before another one. Well, I realized it was just a process of just too many bugs eating me from the inside out. I just had to stop the pleomorphic process and turn my cells back on. So that's all I focused on the last 10 years. And that's what Conscious Planet became a product of, is learning how to do that for myself and pass it on to others through a
So I'm wondering, how does that look like as a diet? What kind of foods or eating habits or other lifestyle habits play into that?
It's a very simple diet. A lot of green things. You know, mostly it's an alkalizing diet. So we're not. It's still a very balanced diet. But again, we're trying to focus on things that are going to balance our blood pH as much as possible, and our body pH. Because if we're not doing that, if you don't set, it's just like a pool. You know, as soon as you change that pH slightly, it can burn you, or it can be growing algae in a short period of time. So our body is full of water. It's got this big pool of pH of things going on in there. You got to keep those balanced. So I don't eat, very little animal products now, because they're all mostly acidifying. Once in a while, I might have something that I feel my body's craving, or I'll muscle test something that my body requires at the time. But I use a lot of food concentrates and other supplements to balance off the soil depletion and the limitation of nutrients you're not getting from our food chain anymore. So the essentials are critical. Your body must have resources and tools to make its own things, and it will. You know, we're told, for instance, you have to eat fish oils. I believe that's not true, because your body makes DHA and EPA just like that fish does, but it needs the raw materials. So that's why I was so excited to find something like hemp that provides such a great source of essentials. So my program is very simple now. But eating to feed you and not feed the microbial action in your body.
Okay. Where do you stand on cooked versus uncooked vegetables? Do you think it's important to have your raw salad?
Yes. I predominantly eat about 80 to 85% raw food in my diet now. But, you know, living in Canada, you know, in the northern countries, it's hard to eat totally raw all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't want to. You're going to get to the point where, and I've done that, and it's not been comfortable. I found that I need to find a better balance, especially in the winter, with some steamed veggies in that once in a while. So I'm eating probably 20% cooked food in the winter time.
And what about foods like dairy or...
Those are the first things I took out of my diet, dairy and gluten grain.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of that. A lot of naturopaths say that's the first to go.
Although, you know what? I don't find the same reaction if I eat a sprouted grain bread. Sprouting seems to take
right.
A lot of of course, it's going to dissolve the enzyme inhibitors. And it's gonna change the function of the protein in the grain. So you're gonna get a lot better reaction if you're gonna eat that kind of stuff. So Ezekiel Breads or Silver Hills Breads. There's a couple companies with some really good sprouted grain bread. So I would not recommend any bread that's run of the mill every day. Otherwise, you're gonna have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't break it down. So it just feeds the gut of bacteria to eat this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. So you do. You work a lot with hemp. What is it about hemp that has you so excited about it? I know on my salads I put an ounce or two of hemp hearts and hemp seeds. They taste delicious, and I hear they're higher than other nuts and seeds in minerals. What are some of their other benefits?
Yeah, I was very excited when I came across hemp seeds. For that fact, it's a great foundation food, I call it. It's a great source of its essentials. It's the most balanced and concentrated source of essential nutrients for humans that I'm aware of. So for protein, good fats, minerals, all in one place, there's good fiber. it's really unique and a proper balance for us, for like omega 3 and 6 fatty acids, or 3 to 1 for omega 6 and omega 3. And the protein side is really, really amazing. It's 2/3 Edison protein, which is a globular protein your body must have to produce its own immune system and produce digestion processes. So when I started eating hemp, everything changed for me. And here's the neat thing. We've all heard about CBDs and stuff like that. Well, hemp has lots of this in it. So what they are is they're telling your system to communicate better and turning on hormone systems and things so that they can all, everything starts to talk and do what it needs to do, and it's more of a cooperative thing going on in the body instead of a competitive thing in the body. Mm-hmm. So it really is a simple and unique and potent food. So as a base, I don't see a better base on planet Earth for humans.
And it tastes great, too.
Yeah, that's a fortunate thing.
Yeah.
I'm the inventor of hemp protein powder, by the way. So when I've been eating a couple shakes a day for like 15 years.
Okay.
But, you know, for most people, it still tastes like dirt for most people because, it's just pretty earthy, but you can mix it up pretty good.
Some berries or something like that. So what about underappreciated aspects of health? Like, are there any little tricks or secrets that you could let us in on? Like, what's your kind of ace in the hole? What's your kind of secret thing that you bring out that has unexpected benefits?
Unexpected, well, not sure what's unexpected. I mean, it's pretty much a scientific process for me now. I cleanse at least once a year. So I spend a little bit of time eating something like grapeseed extract. I have a product called Defend. It's just a little more potent source of those sort of phytonutrients that are concentrated in these plant acids that are concentrated. So when you eat them, your body sees it as a super antioxidant. And these bugs in your body, the negative ones, they die off pretty quick. Mm. So something's going to create die-off. I'm also a big fan of turpentine now, of organic turpentine from pine trees.
Oh,
it's a great resource for killing fungus and mold and things like that. So I do things like that for about 2 weeks. After that, I'm preparing what I call gallbladder and liver flush. That takes about a week. So I eat a special combination of herbs every day, 3 or 4 cups of tea a day. And I'll eat 2 or 3 apples a day. The malic acid helps break down, open up the bile ducts and get all these liver ducts and all these, hundreds of miles of these little ducts in your gallbladder and your liver and all these organs that got to be cleaned out because they're full of french fries and stuff from years ago, mm-hmm. right? Once you do that, and then I do something called a full purge. So in the gallbladder liver flush, it's typically 4 ounces of oil and 4 ounces of lemon juice. Before I do that, so that's before you go to bed, like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And the next day, you're going to fill the toilet full of these gallstones and liver stones.
Okay, this has been very interesting. So you're in town for the rest of the week. I understand you're giving a presentation later on in the week. How can listeners find out more about you or details about the event?
With Tamara Hatsky, it's Neo. Nia. She has a workshop she offers with and a training for this dance therapy and exercise therapy.
Yeah, the Nia. It's very interesting, eh?
Yeah, and she has me come in every couple of months to come and meet with her group. So this Friday we're going to do that at her center there at 7:30, I believe it is. It's right downtown on Albert Street.
Awesome. And how about online? Is there any place that where would you direct listeners to find out more about yourself and your companies?
Yeah, I believe, consciousplanet.net, and Tamara is at niawinnipeg.com, I believe, or something like that, or on Facebook you can find her right away, Tamara.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us for this interview, Charles. I hope you have a great stay here in Manitoba, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Keep up the great work, Colin. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Charles Holmes talking about health, all things health-related.